Maybe I could ask you in a sec.
I live exactly in the organization down the street here. And I also live right around the corner over there. So the people here, they're my vecino. You know, we were asked a while back, spearheaded by maestro here, James, maestra, to be the mayordomo, the caretakers of this here land right here that belonged to the Sanchez familia. For many years, this was their land, this was their farm. So there's a lot of memories here. A lot of people have come and said they used to play here, they used to work here, they used to cross here. Many people in the neighborhood, they walk up and down all day with their couples or exercising and stuff like that. The land is open. These three plots, and there's one right on the other side over there. We're going to take and throw a little medicine on that side too. There are four plots available to all of you. It belongs to you. It belongs to the community. The community fought for this here piece of land to be used in a proper way. It's one of the largest and last open spaces that we have for the community here in the South Valley and in our Mijo neighborhood. So we reorganized people, families, and the schools. There's a peanut butter and jelly right down the street. They work with children, parents who have been incarcerated, whatever. Down the street from there is a charter school for high-risk kids. Westside Community is right over here. Our Mijo Elementary is just on the other side, and we're working with them. They're incubating like this, plants and seeds to bring over here and transplant. And so this here, what work that we do, it's for you, it's for the community. We represent various cultures, primarily the Hispanic and the Indian culture and others. All are welcome. And so this is beautiful for us to be able to open it up and share this here piece of land and this blessing and these teachings with all the people. Consider this your room, your land, and your responsibility. And if any of you have time, if you have seed, if you have some sweat to offer, and you want to bring your families and grow something here, you're fully welcome. Every and all people are welcome. We want to thank each and every one of you for being here this evening. We want to acknowledge our ancestors and the relations from all the multicultures that are here and the multi-beliefs. We're honored that you have asked us again and again to come and participate in this. We walk together in unity. And we pray together, and we work together. And that's what this day is for us. So that's what this farm is. The gentleman that was out there with the shovel, here he comes. I've passed it over to him. But we, the organization, might be the mayordomos, but he's the one who is really putting his sweat into the earth here now. His name is Joe Garcia, and when he comes up, I would like to honor him. Again, to all the relations around here, all of you who have come, all your backgrounds, from the bottom of our hearts, we say thank you, and we're happy. Today is a beautiful day. Thank you to all these seeds and to all the blessings. And thank you to the church and to the dancers and to the elders and the future generation, as we can hear over there. Right? That's what it's all about. So again, I say, El es Dios, y papi hace, come Dios. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Albino.
It's just so important for us to have, we're in an urban area, but food is, and water and the earth are all gifts to all, and we need to come to recognize that in ever deeper ways of how we are to produce food, care for the farmers who are producing food, and for this land and earth that God has given us. And in this place, we come together with so many cultures and many years and ancestors, and so we'd like to invite Beta to offer a special blessing from his people and for seeds. Thank you so much for being here.
Let me just say this before I start with a blessing. I'm extremely grateful that I can be a part of this community. We live down the river in Isleta, and we've been neighbors for centuries. And this has given me a special meaning to be a part of something that we know is goes back hundreds of years, and to share with you the corn, for one, that I've given Albino for this community, and the melon seeds that I have in my hand, which have been a part of my family for years. These seeds I grew up planting, and my dad continued that, and these are melon seeds that I've kept and continue to grow in my on my own farm and in my garden. But again, I feel blessed to be a part of this community, to be one of you, as much as you are one of us, Don Mesleta. And again, I just thank you for the opportunity to be here, Padre and Sister Albino, and all you people that have made this such a very, very important part of your community and a very, very important part of our culture. And with that, I'd just like to say a small blessing. Kimpawe, Kikawe, San Isidro, Yandatui, the Kui Kiwe, Iba Yandatui, Kui, Kiu Mirivan, Ovayanum, I, Yimion, Hoboku, Yuditahu, Kai Kiu Kahim, I, Ova Yadian, Yakerno, the
Before Leroy, Deacon Leroy does kind of one of the final prayers, I'd like to just recognize the Sanchez couple who are here, who have this farm and worked the soil here for many, many years, and who were caretakers, and we're just very honored and pleased that you're here with us. Your father owned the property.
Right. And he was the friend to a lot of these to help him.
Thank you for being caretakers. It's like we're all called to be caretakers in our own time, and this is our time now to be caretakers and to bless what we have and to honor it and to grow food and thank God for that.
Sister,
yes.
May I expound on my elder here?
Please do.
I just want to, first of all, I want to acknowledge her, and I just want to give her a little hug. We recently have been working together with other elders in this neighborhood to protect another open space right behind Buck Western Valley Sunset Drive-In Theater. She lives right across the street from there. And she came with the other elders and said that they wanted to bring high-density development and not think about the water. Not think about traffic, not think about the impact on the rest of our Nico neighborhood. And we have been working together very hard. And we were able at this point to defeat a multi-million-dollar corporation just recently. And it shows the power of unity and people coming together. This is my elder right here, and I'm very honored that you're here again.
Thank you. Woo!
Blessings and so much to be grateful for here, and so many people. We are truly grateful, and thank you. So, Deacon Leroy will pray a final prayer for some blessing of seeds, and then there'll be a special dance by the Danzantes to continue to bless. And I think it's a longer prayer dance, so you might want to just, those of you that want to stay here for the whole thing can, but if you want to just pray for a while and then journey back to the parish, because there's food that's waiting for us there also.
And there's also the tractor, the blessing of the tractor that we're going to, there's some tractors that were part of the other tools and equipment that we put out to the people who own tractors and farm also here in the valley, to bring those tractors over to the west side I think it's the west side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be some tractors over there, and it's the very first one, but we expect to have a next year to add into it, tractor show, and the most dirtiest, the biggest, the littlest, and you know, the oldest and the newest type of thing. And we want to honor those other farmers who work the land with larger machines and so forth, and want to get those blessed as well. So there'll be a tractor showing over there. And then, like I said, next year we'll have it bigger and better. We might even have some lowrider tractors for you guys.
And before we have this blessing of seeds, Judge Beta would like to just share the about the seeds.
I'd like to tell the story when it's part of our culture and our tradition. One of the things that, in the course of our working together, one of the things that I shared with them is the matter of the corn. And the question is always asked, how many seeds do you put in a plant? Well, this is something that was passed on, and everybody in our Pueblo knows this, all the farmers do. It's four seeds, especially four seeds of corn that go in the ground. And there's one kernel of corn is for the worm, one kernel of corn is for the thief, one kernel of corn is for the spirits, and one kernel of corn is for your family. That way you look out after everybody. Everybody has a share. But I just want to relate that to you. It's something that I think is part of our culture and should be shared with everybody. Thank you.
Before we do the final blessing, I would like to thank everyone here on behalf of the Roman Catholic Church, San Isidro, for the Feast of San Isidro. I would like to thank everybody here for participating. And we love you, and we want you to go and eat with us and join us to eat, okay? So this will be the final blessing. O God of the harvest, you place the gifts of creation in our hands and call us to till the earth and make it fruitful. We ask your blessing upon this land that we rededicate as the seeds and placed in the soil, San Isidro and Santa Maria de la Cabeza, and all the ancestors who have worked and lived here, look kindly upon our gestures and our work of new life. May the care show here and the prayers prayed for water be fruitful harvest to remind us of the tender and abundant love of God for all people of all the earth. We pray through the Creator, Son, and the Spirit. Our God, O God, I pray that I may see your creative touch in every tree, the wonder of your power and might, in crashing thunder and bolts of light, to hear your word in the bluebird's call, or ponder the beat of water over the stones. O God, I pray that I may see all people of God's family, and in the eyes of every face to find your spirit, love, and grace, to give all creation its value and worth, God, that all might help renew the earth. We ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless every one of you, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Saumaremos a los cielos y a sus nubes de algodón, a la agüita de la gracia San Isidro labrador. Saumaremos a los cielos y a sus nubes de algodón, a la agüita de la gracia San Isidro labrador. Saumaremos a los cielos y a sus nubes de algodón, a la vista de la gracia San Isidro labrador. Amaremos a los cielos y a los nubes de algodón, a la vista de la gracia San Isidro labrador. Amaremos las acequias y las tierras de sembrar, y a la vista de la gracia San Isidro. Y así las tierras de sembrar, y a la vista de la gracia San Isidro labrador. Tomaremos a los cielos y a los
Vamos a los cielos y a los nubes de algodón. Y a la vuelta de la vida, San Isidro Labrador. Llamaremos a los cielos y a los nubes de algodón. Y a la vuelta de la calle, San Isidro Labrador. Llamaremos a la
She's not from around these parts, so we had to get her some culture.
Yeah, you gotta experience. Where are you from?
Most recently Minnesota. I've grown up all over.